Well, lots of town meetings happening this week in Hanover, one of those meetings. We're going to get a recap about what happened last night. Joining us now, we have the town manager, Joe Colangelo. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi. Happy noon hour. Oh, how's it going?
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy noon hour. I was looking through your warrants, and I saw that the special town meeting warrant, just a couple of items on it, but I wanted to concentrate on the annual town meeting warrant. One of the first things I saw that was interesting, maybe not the biggest issue, was about changing the spelling of Ludham's Ford Park to Ludden's Ford Park. Is that righting a wrong, or was that just something that happened over the years? I'm not quite sure about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You're right. It's kind of a minor fun thing, but the chair, actually, of our Community Preservation Committee did a lot of research, and all these years, it has been spelled wrong with the thinking that the last name was Ludham, and the history that was well-established and put together by Mr. Scarpelli, who's the chair of our Community Preservation Committee, has found that it's Ludden's Ford now. So we have changed that name. I believe Pembroke also changed it on their side. So, yes, it is a little interesting tidbit of Americana that we have now corrected.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at the way those things were written in the day, sometimes it is very hard to read the writing. Now, something else,
right.
a number of zoning issues all around digital message boards. Were those issues you got to last night, and what happened with that?
Well, yeah, actually, so I would just say globally, maybe one of the most interesting things about last night, I think the heavy betting on DraftKings was this was going to be a two-night event, and we ended up getting through all 52 articles in one night. So I think that was actually maybe the most interesting thing about town meeting, is that we were pretty efficient, got through the articles pretty quickly, and it was a one-night affair. And I would say, Christine, that probably the most consequential decision that was made was that the town voted last night to prohibit digital message boards and flashing and moving signs. So current signs obviously will stay, but anything that comes in beyond this point, they will not be allowed. So that is probably the most consequential decision, I would say, that took place last night.
And do you think, was that spurred by people thinking there's going to be another big billboard like the one by the Hanover Mall on Route 3?
No, I think billboards are a little bit different. I would say some folks, a number of other communities have prohibited digital message boards in the area. Hanover has allowed them. I think that there's a feeling by at least some that it's aesthetically not overly pleasing. But nonetheless, like I would say, probably the most consequential decision of the night was that there's a prohibition now moving forward on digital message boards.
And one other quick question. I saw that about creating the position of deputy police chief in Hanover. Did that pass?
It did, yep. It passed, and we'll look forward to hopefully promoting someone into that role, you know, within the coming year.
Okay, one more quick question. I lied there. Amend the South Shore Regional Vocational School District Agreement. We saw this in a number of towns about, you know, what's going to be happening possibly with another community joining the South Shore VOTEC. Did that go through?
It did. I don't know if there was even any questions asked about that one. I mean, we are lucky in Hanover to actually be the host of South Shore VOTEC. You know, I would say I've, you know, met with the superintendent there and been there a number of times. It's really impressive what that school has done. I'm glad that hopefully Marshfield has also voted to be a part of it. And it's nice to expand how many communities will be sending students there. They are getting ready to construct a new, larger school building. And so, you know, now they'll make decisions with increased enrollment, and it really is a great school, and you know, I'm glad that the communities are supporting it.
Well, that's great. Now, thank you for the recap. Again, I remember the days when 52 articles might take three nights. So, again,
I know. I think it was like I said, the heavy money bets were on two nights, and we were able to get through it in one night. So, certainly, a lot of credit to everyone involved. Thanks for the people that came out and supported and came to town meeting and voted. And, you know,
That's
right.
Today's
a new day. We'll move forward with the decisions that were made last night.
That sounds great. And again, that's Hanover Town Manager Joe Colangelo. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.